people who live on the Southern Avalon love seeing all the tourists drop by to see the whales, but there's concern about people getting a little too close to these majestic creatures. Tourists have been flocking to St. Vincent's for the past couple of weeks to see the spouting mammals, but local resident Verna Hayward says the area can be dangerous. She speaks with VOCM's Brian Medore.
We welcome any visitors to our area, but we really cannot impress upon people the safety aspect, especially like near the shoreline. Like families and children, like it's, I mean, and the locals tell these people, and they sometimes reply by saying, my child can swim. And that's crazy. So, I mean, years ago, people living here, like their families, never let them go to the beach because it's the ocean. It's not a pond, and it's an ocean. It's a wide open ocean, like very big drop-off. So we cannot impress upon people enough to stay away from the shoreline. Like, watch from the distance. And the same way with the cliff sides, like there's erosion happening all along the cliffs. So people are right out to the edge and, you know, they don't know that the erosion is underneath them. So I suggest people come to the beach, stay at the beach and keep a distance. Like not even be at the cliff side because they do not know that it's so eroded.
Can you still get a good view without having to venture perilously close, Verna?
Yes, you can get a good view. You don't have to go right close. You do not. All you need to do is look at Google St. Vincent's Beach and you can see that you do not have to put children at risk and your lives, any other lives at risk, to be right down by the water's edge. You do not have to do that.
And are there not signs saying do not venture beyond this point, you know, things like that?
There's not signs there right now, but we're working on them. And we have signs for do not drive in the sand, and people are still driving in the sand, getting stuck. And other people have to help them out. Some people have to push them out, or they have to get a tow truck. So we have signs all along the beach saying do not drive in the sand, soft shoulder, and we still have people driving in the sand. So, but I mean, we are working on getting signs put there, but this is a public airwave, and I mean, I hope people listen. Like it's been, I've shared it to every site on Facebook. A lot of common sense has to prevail, and guardians and parents really need to be observant of their children. This is the ocean. Whatever part of the world it's the ocean.
Okay, Verna Hayward. How many people have ventured through there the last several weeks?
Oh, a lot of people.
Yeah. Like,
and Holyrood Pond Interpretation Center is not open for viewing. Like, we have interpretive boards because of social distancing, and we have no food there this year.
Oh.
But there are two public accessible washrooms, and we're also working on putting down some boardwalk to make it accessible where people with disabilities can get out so far. That would have to be removed come the fall because the ocean is very unforgiving. We cannot put boardwalk the whole length of the beach, but we're working on putting boardwalk out so far for people to be able to access out so far to see the whales. Also, I'd like to mention that we have some people who come here, and to me, like according to federal fishery regulations, they're breaking regulation by snorkeling and sometimes surfing close to the whales. So according to fisheries, that's not proper, and it's breaking regulations.